Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, a gentleman by the name of Serame Taukobong has been appointed as the group CEO of Telkom. He's a CEO designate and will be taking over that role in mid-2022. This comes on the back of the recent announcement that Sipho Maseko will be stepping down and exit his role as group CEO on the 30th of June 2022. Well, it's been a busy day for Serame, as you can imagine. Lots of congratulatory messages. And as such, we spoke to him a little bit earlier in the day just to catch up on this new appointment. And I started off the conversation by asking him if this has always been on the radar for him in terms of personal and professional growth. Serame, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Dovu, and greetings to you and Abomkaya.
Indeed. I must firstly say congratulations on your new role. We're certainly looking forward to the exciting venture that you are going to participate in. I guess I'll start off with the hot question, you know, has this always been part of the bigger plan for you, given your history in telecommunications?
Well, I think from a personal perspective, yes, to lead one of the operations at home was always an ambition. I work outside the country, and I've always had an eye on being back at home.
Indeed. Or continue leading and looking forward to what that growth does provide. But you have contributed previously to growth at Telkom, a consumer business, and you currently serve as in the role of a CEO there. Perhaps let's reflect on that particular journey before we venture into your history to introduce you to stakeholders who might not be familiar with you. But Telkom consumer business, this is primarily focused on the mobile business, and you've certainly seen it grow threefold, now reaching the position of number three in terms of mobile telecommunication services in South Africa. What's your journey and your experience been like in that capacity?
I think it's been a fascinating journey, you know, to come as a distant number four and overtake and become, you know, the third operator. For us, it was really driving a team. I found the strategy that had been put in place, and it was really to drive the team the belief that we can be bigger than what we are. And I think what's important for us is to also believe that the proposition we had, which was a data-led type proposition, might not seem relevant in the earlier times, but certainly, if you look at what's happening today, it's certainly paying dividends.
It is certainly paying dividends and really does speak to the additional growth that we can continue to see. And I guess that puts us in a very interesting position to also understand what the future of the consumer business of Telkom does look like, even though you're not going to be there within a year's time, but it will still fall under your mandate as group CEO. What does the consumer business likely going to shape up to be? And by that, I mean going beyond just data and telecommunication services.
I think the ambition is to become a fully integrated digital company, not just beyond services and mobile, but end-to-end holistically. Because we say you want people now consume data in all various forms and places, you know, in mobile, in cars, in homes. And what people are looking for is an end-to-end type proposition, not just cheap data, but give me content, give me value, make my life easier, give me financial services, give me payments. So I think that is what the ambition is to move, to actually become a digital platform business.
Serame, I'm keen also just to, I guess, pick your brain in terms of the insight that you can share with us regarding how telecoms has really transitioned over the last few years. Now, you've accumulated a wealth of experience previously having worked at MTN, where I first met you, and a number of other institutions beyond that. I'm keen to get your take and your view on how the telco space on the continent is really changing and transitioning and new growth opportunities that can be capitalized there.
I think the telco space has evolved from just basic connectivity, from making a call, to actually becoming a critical and indispensable provider of end-to-end services for customers. I mean, if I go back to my days on the continent, you look at the success of M-Pesa. You know, M-Pesa has become indispensable to people in terms of you can pay anything, you run your life on M-Pesa. Mobile money has shown such growth. And if you look at just the amazing volume of content being produced, not just by operators, but by consumers, and the types of content being produced, it's become not just a necessity, but almost like a critical part of people's life. And the key thing for the business and the industry is how to be three or four steps ahead, because there's always competition from totally outside. You know, who would have known that WhatsApp would be one of the biggest carriers of voice traffic, carrying more voice traffic than all mobile operators in the world put together. Now, that's quite an interesting transition in saying the telco industry has to kind of understand that you no longer can do it on their own. Partnerships are quite key, and how do you identify those partners so it can be mutually beneficial for all.
That also speaks to the new skills that we certainly need to see being developed in this particular arena. Are you able to share what kind of skills will help service and shape the future of the telco space?
You know, there's the odds people like to throw around big data as a careless type of statement, but for me, big data is quite critical because it is a key differentiator in not just understanding what consumer behaviors are currently, but also predicting the potential threats that can come your way and evolve and adapt very quickly. The telecoms industry is, of all the industries I've worked in, the most rapidly changing and rapidly adapting industry ever. You wake up tomorrow and something new has been launched. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just circling on 5G. Now they're talking about 6.5G. And you have to be like 10 steps ahead all the time.
Yep, 10 steps ahead all the time, as you say, and continue to grow and develop. As we wrap up, though, Serame, I'm well aware that you're a seasoned executive yourself, well familiar with growing businesses and expanding one's footprint. But the next couple of months are going to be very busy for you as you continue to work very closely with Sipho Maseko as you transition into the role of Group CEO. What new skills, what new developments, what new insights and thoughts are you hoping to learn from Mr. Maseko?
I think there's extreme worth in what Sipho did with a brand like Telkom, which I think when Sipho joined was almost written off. Mm-hmm. And to understand that deep passion and willingness to fight and never give up, they don't teach you those things at Harvard Business School. You know, to say there is a bigger pride, I mean, one of the things people always say to us is, you know, first of all, not many people know that the Group Exco for Telkom for the longest time was a black run Exco and a firm believer in black excellence. And more importantly, saying, don't forget that we contribute a significant amount to South Africa. Mm-hmm. And if Telkom fails, the country fails. So I think it's those unwritten laws and those unwritten insights that I hope to win from him.
Well, looking forward to it. All the best in the next couple of months. I still hope that you'll manage your time adequately. It's an interesting time for you, but I guess some great opportunities to continue to learn and pay it forward nonetheless.
Google, thank you very much, and thank you for your listening. Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi
on Kaya 959. Well, the voice you just heard on air is, of course, the voice of CEO designate of Telkom Group, Serame Taukobong, in conversation with him earlier today about the big shoes that he certainly has to fill as Sipho Maseko will step down in mid-2022. Well, we also caught up with another analyst just to give us some perspective on this particular role. And Dobek Pater, a telecommunications and analyst from Africa Analysis, had this to say about Serame's appointment.
In my view, Serame Taukobong is a very good choice for the future Telkom Group CEO. He will have continuity of operations, having been with Telkom for about 3 years now. He importantly has executive experience in the mobile industry with MTN in a number of markets and also at Telkom in the SME environment. And going forward, these are going to be key focus areas for Telkom as it continues to compete in the market. Mobile operations and increasingly also small enterprise.
That was the voice of Dobek Pater. He's a telecommunications analyst at Africa Analysis, sharing his view on what he describes as a positive appointment of Serame Taukobong, who will be the new group CEO of Telkom, but officially commencing that role in next year, mid-2022. So for the next few months, he's certainly going to be working very closely with Sipho Maseko to make sure that the transition into this leadership role is one that takes place quite smoothly. Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.